From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The situation in Egypt appears to have reached a critical point today. As protesters gathered again in the main square of Cairo, government officials and senior military leaders are telling them, quoting now, that all of your demands will be met. The primary demand of the pro-democracy demonstrators has been the resignation of Egypt's longtime president, Hosni Mubarak. Officials are now saying Mubarak will address the nation later today. That announcement from Egypt's military command prompted an outpouring of cheers in Tahrir Square. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits has declined, dropping by 8.5% last week. That's more than analysts had expected. David Weiss is chief economist with Standard & Poor's.
Two out of the last 4 weeks, we've been below 400,000. So it's starting to look a little bit like a trend. And the four-week average is down at 415,000. So that's getting pretty close to normal levels.
We says new weekly claims for jobless benefits have fallen to their lowest level since July of 2008. But Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has said it will take several years before the unemployment rate declines significantly from its current high level. Frigid temperatures are gripping areas of the Midwest and the Plain States that were walloped by the latest winter storm to sweep across the nation's midsection. Forecaster Chris Broyles with the National Weather Service says the snow has made travel nearly impossible in some areas.
Most of the roads in southern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma are probably impassable. In Arkansas, probably a lot of the roads there are impassable as well. And it's probably not going to be another 2 days before a lot of those roads open up.
In Anderson, Arkansas, Jody Russell says she's seen quite a few drivers struggling to get around.
There's been several people in ditches, people that just get in a hurry.
The storm has now moved off into the Atlantic after leaving a trail of light snow in parts of the south. President Obama travels to Northern Michigan University today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president will be pushing for 98% of Americans to have high-speed internet access within 5 years.
President Obama sees infrastructure as a key element of improving the American economy. He says if Americans have broadband internet, entrepreneurs will be able to export their products and students will be able to get a better education. White House Chief Technology Officer Anish Chopra called it an economic story of empowerment.
It's about small business owners. It's about allowing innovative applications in mobile health, in learning technologies, in intelligent transportation systems, in the electric grid that will all be enabled increasingly by this new infrastructure.
The White House says this plan will also reduce the federal deficit by holding broadband auctions that give money from the sale of spectrum back to the government. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Stock prices are sagging on Wall Street. The Dow Industrial Average is currently down 41 points at 12,199. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off 8 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Republican Congressman Christopher Lee of New York has resigned. He abruptly stepped down after the website Gawker.com reported that the two-term lawmaker, who is married and has a young son, had sent flirtatious email messages and a shirtless photo of himself to a woman that he met online. Lee released a statement saying that he had made profound mistakes and that he regrets the harm he has caused his family, staff, and constituents. North Korea's government says it will not be holding further talks with South Korea after the first meeting between the two countries in months ended in disagreement. Michael Rhee reports the breakdown in talks means tensions on the Korean Peninsula remain high.
In an official bulletin, North Korea referred to the South as a group of traitors that has no desire to see improved relations. The message comes a day after military leaders from both sides ended 2 days of face-to-face meetings without any resolution or plans to meet again. One of the major sticking points was the South's demand that the North apologize for two deadly incidents that took the lives of 50 South Koreans last year. One, the sinking of a naval vessel North Korea denies any responsibility for. The other was North Korea's bombing of a South Korean border island in November. This week's preliminary talks were aimed at easing tensions on the peninsula and setting up higher-level discussions, but according to South Korea, the North walked out of the meeting. For NPR News, I'm Michael Rhee in Seoul.
A new report finds that hackers operating from China have stolen sensitive information from oil and gas companies in the United States and other countries. The report by online security firm McAfee says the hackers were seeking information on bidding for oil fields as well as financial data from the companies. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support.